Okay.
So we'd like to welcome everybody here for, it's actually the second day of the commemoration and remembrance of Bhakti Chumara's, his teachings and his life. And yesterday we had quite a few people. We had over 50 people coming, which is very wonderful. A really nice program yesterday. And today we're going to do more or less the same sort of program. And I was thinking tomorrow morning for class, I really want to read from his Ocean of Mercy. Maybe the next day or two. Anyway, we'll see. Because I really want to read about his pastimes with Srila Prabhupada while Srila Prabhupada was getting ready to leave the planet. Maybe not the whole book of Ocean of Mercy, but just those specific sections. Because you can hear how he felt when he lost his divine grace to the Prabhupada, and I think it's really important. When I was in Fiji and talking to the devotees, Tamal Krishnamara's disciples who were there, we really read that section of his books, which is Servant of a Servant, Tamal Krishnamara's book, for many, many days. So I think it's very appropriate. So that'll be on tomorrow morning's class, which of course will be on Facebook and also on Zoom, and also later on I post it to YouTube, on my YouTube channel. The program for last night is actually on my, I should be on my channel too. Now that I'm talking. All right. The program for last night, that we did last night, is actually on YouTube right now. BK Goswami channel, maybe it's Beer Krishna Das Goswami. Anyway, it's on my YouTube channel if you want to see the whole program. It came out very, very well, and it was a beautiful program, as everybody appreciated yesterday. So today, the program will be to give other devotees the opportunity who didn't get the opportunity to offer their respects and glorification and understanding of the life and teachings of Bhakti Chumara Maharaj. They'll get that opportunity today, and I see some of my god brothers here weren't here yesterday, and I guess not as many people, but yesterday it was quite a group, and we just ask everyone to adhere to social distancing and wearing masks. I can't wear a mask when I'm talking and when I'm chanting. I'm sorry about that, but I'll stay some distance away from you all. So we're going to start by chanting the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas, and then I'm just going to read a little bit from the Bhagavatam to start off tonight's program. And of course this song is called Saparshita Gora Viraha Vilapa, which is written by Narottama Das Thakur upon the separation of Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya, of course, was the eternal associate of Narottama Das Thakur, as well as Shyamananda Pandit and Ramchandra Kaviraj too, who was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya. It was a great associate of Narottama Das Thakur. So when Narottama Das Thakur heard that these devotees, that is Srinivas Acharya and Ramchandra Kaviraj, went to Vrindavan, and they actually left this world in Vrindavan, he composed the song. So there's a whole historical significance behind this song. And so Prabhupada instructed that whenever we are commemorating the disappearance day of a great personality, this song should be sung. Because this song basically indicates our understanding of the person who has passed away, like it says here, filled with compassion and mercy, treasure of divine love, and also indicates the mood that we should have, feeling the separation from such a great personality. I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. And then being unable to obtain the association, as it says here, Narottama Das simply weeps. So this is the appropriate response, as well as other responses, which I'll read from the Bhagavatam in a few minutes. But first, we'll chant this prayer. Yehanilo prema danda koruna pracho koruna pracho heno prabhu kota gela acharya taku kahamura bata juga kahaka ano kahamura swaru rupa Kahasanatahan Murasarupa Kahasanatahan Nahadasa Ragunatahan Atita Pavan
Bhakti Charu Maharaj,
Aki Jaru Maharaj, Aki Maharaj, Jaru Maharaj, Aki Jaru Maharaj, Aki Jaru Maharaj, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Bol. So let me read the translation again. He brought the treasure of divine love, and it was filled with compassion and mercy. Where is such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where am I, Swarup Damodar? And Rupa Goswami, where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So Srila Bhakti Chuno Maharaj ki jai. So I just want to read a little bit from Srila Prabhupada's translation and commentary of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto, 28th chapter, text 51. I'm not going to read the Sanskrit since we don't have a lot of time. So, Omagana Timidandasha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shivadeva Namaha. So, this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam was very instructive for all of us when Srila Prabhupada left the planet. And we kept reading this part over and over again in class, and it explains something that is very, very significant as far as our attachment to the mission of our spiritual master when he leaves the planet. So the translation is, my dear king, one Brahmana, who was an old friend of King Paranjanava, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words. And Prabhupada explains in his purport that the appearance of an old friend in the form of a Brahmana is very significant. In his Paramatma feature, Krishna is the old friend of everyone. According to Vedic conjunction, Krishna is sitting with the living entity side by side. According to the Shruti mantra, the Lord is sitting within the heart of every living entity, Surit. The Lord is always eager to have the living entity come home back to Godhead. Sitting with the living entity as witness, the Lord gives him all chances to enjoy himself materially. But when there is an opportunity, the Lord gives good counsel and advises the living entity to abandon trying to become happy through material adjustment and instead turn his face towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrender unto him. And here's the instruction from Srila Prabhupada. When one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained, tantamount means it's the same thing. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called Vani Seva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in his Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse, Vyavasayatmika Buddhiyarekeha Kurunandana, that's the 41st verse in the second chapter, that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. This disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, appeared before the queen as a Brahmin. But why didn't he appear in his original form as Sri Krishna? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that unless one is very highly elevated and loving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot see him as he is. Nonetheless, if one sticks to the principles enunciated by the spiritual master, somehow or other he is in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is in the heart, he can advise a sincere disciple from within. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada quotes 10:10, Tesham Satad Yuktanam Bhajatam Pratipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Ubiyanti Te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. In conclusion, if a disciple is very serious to execute the mission of the spiritual master, he immediately associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by Vani or Vapu. This is the only, and this is an exclusive term, exclusive definition by Prabhupada here, only. This is the only secret of success in seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of being eager to see the Lord in some bush of Vrindavan, while at the same time engaging in sense gratification, if one instead sticks to the principle of following the words of the spiritual master, he will see the Supreme Personality of Godhead without difficulty. And then Prabhupada quotes from Bilvamangal Thakur, if I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily I can perceive your presence everywhere. As far as liberation is concerned, I think the liberation stands at my door. So, another, I'm skipping ahead here. If one engages in the service of the spiritual master, he not only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but attains liberation. As far as material conveniences are concerned, they automatically come, just as the maidservants of a queen follow the queen wherever she goes. Liberation is no problem for the pure devotee, and all material conveniences are simply awaiting him at all stages of life. And the Acharyas explained it. I'm not going to read all the Acharyas' commentaries on this particular verse, but they're similar to what Prabhupada said, that when the spiritual master disappears from this world, then, of course, one is left with the Vani, does no longer have the association with the Vapu. Of course, one can remember what the spiritual master did, and then one takes shelter of the Vani, the instructions of the spiritual master, which entail taking guidance or instructions insofar as the spiritual master's mission is concerned, and then one actually can come in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. This is actually the secret. And when Srila Prabhupada left this world in 1977, that was my attitude, and actually the reason I took sannyas, and I'm not advising anyone to take sannyas, but my taking sannyas was a declaration of my obedience to Srila Prabhupada's order, because I took sannyas immediately after Srila Prabhupada left this world. So we should all in our hearts take the sannyas of obedience to Bhakti Chu Maharaj's order, our spiritual master's order, and all of its different aspects, such as being loyal to ISKCON, serving Bhakti Chu Maharaj's godbrothers, as was mentioned to me before, carrying out the preaching mission, and above all, pleasing His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So, thank you very much. So, we will allow the devotees. I think Aditya Narayan Prabhu will be moderating this portion. This is a lot hotter than yesterday. I feel like I'm in an oven today. Anyway. So I'll be here for the whole program. You may see me come and go. I have some construction going on there that I really have to make sure it happens nicely. So please excuse me if I leave for a minute or two and then come back. All right.
Thank you everyone for joining us today in the memorial of His Holiness Bhakti Chara Swami Maharaj. We are grateful to have so many of His God brothers and God sisters here who actually joined us to bless us with your association and bless us with instructions at this most tragic time for us. So thank you everyone for coming, and thank you everyone, all devotees, for joining us. So I would just like request devotees, Prabhupada disciples, if you can just come here and make your offering, give us instructions and blessings, that we can continue our service to His Holiness Bhakti Chara Swami Maharaj and to Srila Prabhupada. So first maybe I can request His Grace Bhattugopal Prabhu.
When my family was living in Radadesh, maybe 1987, 1988, Sri Bhakti Churu Maharaj came to visit and stayed there for some time. This was in the immediate aftermath of a big upheaval which had disturbed the lives and minds and hearts of so many devotees in that Western European zone. And I remember meeting Maharaj for the first time during that visit, and being struck, as everyone is, by what a wonderful devotee he was. He fully embraced the mission at that time of reassuring everybody that despite upheavals, the Krishna consciousness movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, would continue, and that they could repose their full faith and confidence in Srila Prabhupada, and by his grace, Lord Krishna's grace, they would pass through the difficult times and things would again be able to progress. Subsequently, that became a large part of Bhakti Churu Maharaj's mission in ISKCON, to glorify Srila Prabhupada and to teach and demonstrate the fact that we are all following the same founder Acharya. We are all united. We are not a bunch of disparate, separate factions, but we are all part of a unified Sankirtan movement started by Srila Prabhupada at the order of his spiritual master, under the authority of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, it's hard to talk about how much of a friend Bhakti Churu Maharaj was to me and to my wife and to my children. Over all of these years, he rendered so much kind, loving service to us, and always somehow or other made us feel optimistic that despite shortcomings, despite problems, we could also advance in Krishna consciousness. When we went to visit Ujjain, when Ratna Radhika and Aditya Narayan were married, Bhakti Churu Maharaj had made such wonderful arrangements to receive us. It was embarrassing, really, because being so well trained by him, his disciples, and all of the devotees there practically venerated us as some special important persons, even though we're the most insignificant. So his example and his training in that regard has added something immeasurably wonderful to ISKCON, I think, over all of his lessons about Vaishnava etiquette and certainly his personal example. We've all learned the importance of, well, loving the devotees and finding some way to serve them. At times, especially at a time like this, I remember well when Srila Prabhupada left, one feels like, am I doing this right? And there's always a sense that somehow or other I'm not rising to the challenge, or I'm not doing what I need to do, or I can't meet this situation adequately. But that's natural. We're not living on the coast, but imagine standing on the beach and seeing a gigantic tsunami, tidal wave bearing down on you. There's no meeting it adequately. There's no question of being up to the challenge. It sweeps away everything. So an event like this is of that magnitude in the life of a devotee. And apparently, at the moment, the destruction seems total and complete. Therefore, we who passed through this situation when Srila Prabhupada left can only give you reassurance that miraculously, impossibly, I would say, somehow or other, water pulls back and recedes, and unlike a material disaster, this spiritual tsunami, as it ebbs away, reveals a wonderfully changed world. Just consider that Srila Prabhupada did all of his heroic, unimaginable work long after the apparent departure of his spiritual master. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj and so many of my other esteemed godbrothers have done wonderful work long after the apparent departure of Srila Prabhupada. So this is proof, and it will become clear in everyone's heart as days and weeks and months and years pass that we are all eternal. Bhakti Charu Maharaj is our eternal friend and leader and father and example. And he remains accessible. I've told this story before, but one time in New Vrindavan in 1975, Srila Prabhupada was visiting, and some devotee had tried to break into the house where Srila Prabhupada was staying through a back window. He was wanted to get Prabhupada's association, so he thought, I'll force open this window and get in the back way. So the next morning, talking about that incident, Kirtanananda said something very wonderful and inspired that I've thought of ever since, throughout my life. He says, that is not the way to actually enter the association of the spiritual master. He gave the example that when Srila Prabhupada had arrived, he saw that some devotee, maybe Tapa Punja, had made a nice arrangement of a flower garden, flower beds alongside the path up to Prabhupada's house. And Srila Prabhupada had stopped and looked and admired it and said, "Oh, who has done this? Bring him to see me." Kirtanananda said, that's the way to enter the association of your spiritual master. Not by trying to force a window in the back of his house. You do some nice service, and then he will call you into his presence. And don't think that he won't see and won't notice. He will see. And he can call you into his presence immediately, even if he's millions of miles away. So, that is the eternal truth. And all of us old timers, we guarantee that you will understand this more and more and more and more, because after all, we're all caught up together without escape in this loving network of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. So Pakichuru Maharaj has gone off for some wonderful, ecstatic, blissful purpose and pastime. Apparently we're left here brokenhearted, but by remembering him, and as Maharaj said, by rededicating ourselves every day to try to follow in his footsteps and try to advance his mission, he will remain close and he will be able to bless us even if we feel very unqualified. That was his special talent, I think, is to take the unqualified and make it offerable to Krishna. During that first visit in Radhadesh way back, on the eastern side of the Radhadesh castle, not developed as it is now, there was some wild growth, a thicket, and it was full of stinging nettles. So Maharaj assigned one of our god brothers, Srila Prabhu, to go out and collect these nettles. I think it must have been a difficult job. I don't know if you've ever been stung by nettles, but they're not pleasant. Huh? They're very aggressive plants. Somehow or other, Bhakichuru Maharaj, having collected a whole bunch of these, cooked them up into a wonderful preparation and offered that to the deities. And I remember always ever after thinking that these greens, these nettles, they were turned from something really awful into something sublime just by the love and persistence of a great devotee like Bhaktichuru Maharaj. So don't lose hope, take heart. Maharaj is very expert, and day by day in the company of Srila Prabhupada, you will become ever more expert. So if you have the slightest willingness to be helped, he will find a way to do it. Just somehow or other, try to, in your heart, pray, "Please, Maharaj, protect me." And you can rest assured that he will bring you back to home, back to God. Chu Maharaj Ki Jai.
Profound words. Your example of the tsunami seems so right now. We feel like so helpless. But thank you for encouraging us and showing us a way how we can again reconnect to Guru Srila Prabhupada and rededicate ourselves to the mission. So thank you so much for your encouraging words. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhu, Mother Radharani.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminitha Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Vacharani Nirvasesa Shunyavadi Prashchadish Tarni Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindha Vivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada gave us the Hare Krishna mantra, and his great disciples like Bhakti Shroom Maharaj have taken Srila Prabhupada to everyone. I have to say that when I look out and see all of his disciples here, we're such wonderful devotees, that the disciples of the Guru are glorifying the Guru, and the Guru glorifies the disciples, and we can see how wonderful the grace of the Supreme Lord coming through a great personality like Bhakti Shroom Maharaj is manifest right here, and will always be manifest. I'm going to speak a little bit, and I'm working towards a realization I had this morning when I woke up. It was a very, very strong realization about who Srila Bhakti Chiru Maharaj is. And I'm thinking back to the time I first knew of him. It was, I was in the movement, I was a new devotee. And I was on the Radha Damodar party. We were traveling always. But we heard about this new person who had joined the movement. Because as soon as Bhakti Chiru Maharaj joined, he was already right intimate with Prabhupada. It was not a moment that he wasn't closely attached to Prabhupada and with him and doing service with him and being part of the very, very close entourage. Especially in those last days that Prabhupada was on the planet. And it's also interesting to note that one may only have what seems to be a short period of time of association with the Guru on this planet or in this plane, but still that connection is very deep and is very profound. And I'm not so fortunate in the sense that over the years I didn't have so much close association with Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, but the times I did were very memorable. My wife will speak more about this, but one time it was in the early 1980s, I think it was 82 or 83, that he came to Texas, and then we were at a large farm near Dallas, and there he told the story of of Nila Madhava and the discovery of Lord Jagannath, and he and Tamal Krishnamurari was there, and that led to the play that Tamal Krishnamurari wrote, the Jagannath Priya Natikam play. And then later throughout the years, I would see Maharaj at different times. And he was here for a while, of course. And he might be 2 or 3 or 5 years between times I would see him. He would always remember me. He would always greet me. He would always treat me with the utmost respect, more than I certainly deserved. Because he exemplified the compassion and kindness of a pure devotee, and radiated this love that he was experiencing in his love for Prabhupada. So we can't understand really the pastimes of great advanced exalted devotees. They serve Krishna wherever they are, and sometimes the Supreme Lord is playing some games and they look like they're leaving. They are leaving to our vision, but they're going somewhere else. And they're always in association with devotees, and they're taking us along with them. Don't think that the few years we dance about in this world is very long. It's an eternal relationship we have with our guru. And just like he goes into another room, and we can't see him right now, but soon we'll go to that room, or he'll come out of that room, and we'll be together with him again. And that leads me to the realization I had. I woke up with this. Bhakti Churu Maharaj was immediately close to Prabhupada because he's always been close to Prabhupada. They're eternal associates. They have a position together, serving eternally in the supreme, in the spiritual world. That relationship, which seemed to come, you know, at the very end of Prabhupada's stay on the planet, of a young man coming from India, who Prabhupada met seemingly late in his time on Earth and his mission, that was just the manifest meeting of two souls who have been together for eternity. So that when we think of Bhakti Churu Maharaj, we can think of Prabhupada because they're so close. And those of you who have had the great fortune of taking initiation from a great soul like Bhakti Churu Maharaj, you have association with that person who is intimately connected with Prabhupada forever, intimately connected with Krishna in loving pastimes forever. And it's just a matter of us. We need to remember that at times of difficulty, because they're right here. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, that the Vaishnava, he lives in sound. They never vanish. And the Guru will come to you in dreams. The Guru will come to you at times when you least expect it. He's always there. And a great personality like Bhakti Churu Maharaj, he's connecting everyone to Prabhupada because he's Prabhupada's best friend forever. Srila Bhakti Churu Maharaj ki jai.
Thank you so much, Shubham, for a wonderful offering. Like one thing, over the last, say, 3 weeks, that we have been hearing so much glorification of Maharaj from all his god brothers and god sisters, and personally for me, and I can say for all disciples, it's been increase our appreciation for Srila Bhakti Churu Swami Maharaj so much more. And thank you so much. And Roji, what you said, I was thinking that, you know, you're saying that we represent Maharaj. So I request to all of you devotees here that please correct us in our services. Also Maharaj here. Please correct us in our services that we can truly represent His Holiness Bhakti Chaudhary Swami Maharaj, and we can at least be a small spark of His reflection. So our humble request to all you Vaishnavas is please correct us in our services, chastise us, and bless us that we can further grow and improve in our services. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I'd like to request Hare Krishna Mandala. Okay. His Grace Jagat Purush Guru. Hare Krishna Rudrani Mataji.
So, in 1984, he was in at the farm in Oklahoma, and I had the good fortune of being able to join the devotees there at that point. And there was a big festival, it's the festival of Lord Jayanath. He, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, was talking about the pastimes my husband was just mentioning. And I felt that, first of all, who was Lord Jayanath? I couldn't understand those big eyes and all that, that face. And it was kind of intriguing, very intriguing, to hear about his personality or these three personalities. And Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj started to talk about the story, Lila Madhava, and then the appearance of Lord Jayanath, etc., in full detail. And he spoke for a long time. And of course, he started by singing the holy name. And I thought, what a very sweet way of singing this devotee has. I had never seen him before, I had never met him before. But I was struck by, first of all, his eloquence, his sweetness, and his refinement. And his refinement was not just external, it was internal. He was highly, highly advanced, highly elevated. And you could tell, even I didn't know anything, could understand that this was a very special personality. In the course of the years, we have seen him, we saw him many times. And I remember one time we were in Mumbai, and and so there was a group of devotees, we just walked in, and there was a kirtan going on, and immediately Bhakti Charu Maharaj, I saw Krishna, immediately went to him and welcomed him in a very gracious manner, very, very warm and loving and gracious manner. We were just there visiting, and we didn't expect this kind of very, very special welcome. It was very nice. And of course, he's been here, and he's still here. He's never left. There was a devotee at the temple who was very, very affected by his departure, physical departure. And I find myself trying to comfort her by saying, he's not gone, but if there is a feeling of separation, very intense and very painful, that is very, first of all, that is very purifying. And that is what's going to attract him to us. The more we experience separation, the more present he's going to be. We know that we can hear his voice in tape, but if we listen, we can hear his voice whenever somebody's speaking, katam. And we can see his presence everywhere by realizing that the divine is everywhere and he is the connection to Srila Prabhupada for us, for his devotees, especially for his disciples. So there is no lack of contact. The contact becomes deeper and deeper, and as we become more and more connected to the process of devotion, we can see that he's constantly present everywhere we go. Everything we look at, everything that we hear is him speaking in so many ways, presenting himself in so many ways to us, responding to our questions and answering our prayers. So for us, it's painful. It's very painful because we want to see his physical presence. But for him, it's wonderful. We pray for him to stay in the spiritual world. They're praying for him to join, right? So we are very fortunate to be in the association of such elevated devotees, in this case, His Holiness Bhaktacharya Maharaj, to have had connection with him, especially those of you who are his disciples. And the best way to glorify as a spiritual master, his spiritual master, her spiritual master, is to live a life that is completely committed to following the process of devotion according to his instructions, and to try to glorify him by a perfect behavior. So I'm leaving you all with these thoughts, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to say a few words. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Chara Maharaj Ki Jai.
Especially that pastime of Lord Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, that's like, I think for many of his disciples, like one of the favorite narrations. Maharaj so beautifully describes those pastimes of Lord Jagannath. And one thing we miss for sure is his warm welcome, like to everyone, like as soon as we see him, so graciously welcomes like each one of his disciples. It's like, certainly miss that so much. But thank you so much for pointing out the importance of associating him through his Vani. Thank you so much. I'd like to request his guest Jagat Purush.
I wanted to thank Aditya Narayan Prabhu for inviting me. I was unsure about yesterday. I wanted to come, but this may be a little surprising. I am Bhakti Chiru Swami's senior godbrother. He always reminded me of that. But I thought yesterday it would be impossible for me to speak. Back in 1977, I was in Mumbai when Srila Prabhupada departed. And there had been months of special prayers offered in the morning because Srila Prabhupada was unwell for a number of months. And as the situation worsened, it turned into a 24-hour kirtan. So I was in Los Angeles when those kirtans were going on. And then I returned to Mumbai, to Juhu. And as time was getting closer in the month of October, many devotees went to be with Srila Prabhupada, but there was need of at least a skeleton crew to remain in Juhu. So I remained, and even though I thought it would be wonderful to be there in Vrindavan at that time, I thought that Srila Prabhupada would be more pleased if I was, you know, serving. So I remained, and then the news came of Srila Prabhupada's departure. Yeah, and it was like a, you know, huge dark cloud that came over all of ISKCON. And I felt very sad, but I was unable to cry. And it pained me. What's wrong with me? I have no feeling, I have no heart. My spiritual master is gone and I can't cry. So I, you know, this thought turned to me many, many times. And so Bhakti Jiruswami was, I developed a very, very close relationship and friendship with him right from soon after he was initiated. I used to meet him when I would go to Mayapur. Sometimes I would be staying with him in Calcutta. And then he would often visit to Juhu. And we had many things in common on the surface. I was organizing dramas and organizing our Bhakti Kalakshetra, which is the center for the performance. Thank you. And so Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, he always had this vision of conquering Maya by Krishna conscious culture. And so, you know, we shared a lot of interest in that aspect of Krishna consciousness, presenting Krishna consciousness through culture. And so I had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him, not only having prasad with him and spending time with him, but also at that time I was cultivating a number of people in Bollywood. And I would always, whenever I was going out for an appointment, I would always invite him to come. And whenever it was possible for him, he would come with me. We would meet various people. And it would be such a source of great pleasure and honor for me. I mean, number one, it was an excuse to spend time with him. And it was also an opportunity for me to share with the people who I was trying to cultivate, to share a real devotee, a true Vaishnava, so that they could witness and feel the presence of a true Vaishnava. Then I moved to England and eventually established a temple north of London. And whenever Bhakti Chiruswami would come, he would always come and visit and spend time there. So I had many opportunities to be with him. And, you know, like so many, all of you have mentioned how Bhakti Chiruswami, when he's there with you, he's there 100% with you and for you. 100%. So I've also had a realization which has been very clear to me, especially during this weekend, which very much coincides with Krishna Prabhu's comment. And there is absolutely, I agree, absolutely there's no doubt but that Bhakti Jiva Swami is an eternal, intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. And you know how incredibly fortunate we have been to have that association. Maharaj was always so very accessible. The final act of his coming to America from Ujjain to be with the devotees, I heard his class. I think it was the final class that he gave before coming to America. And he was mentioning how he felt such a heavy responsibility to be there with his disciples who were preaching, struggling to develop the mission in Dilan, to be there with them. And he felt that it was not fair for him to be hiding out, you know, despite the circumstances. And he mentioned, you know, the COVID-19. It was his duty to be there with them. So I think that Maharaj, he exemplified what it is to be exemplified pure devotional service. And when I first joined the temple and became more and more familiar not only with the philosophy and also more and more aware of the incredible and causeless mercy that Srila Prabhupada was bestowing upon this world, I would try to envision what it would be like to see someone other than Srila Prabhupada who is a pure devotee of Krishna. So Bhakti Chuhu Maharaj gave me and many others that opportunity to see the qualities of a real, true, pure devotee. He was and is and eternally will be the real deal. And he is that's just an amazing example. So when I just started speaking, I was saying how it was so painful for me that when Srila Prabhupada departed, I couldn't cry. I wanted to. And I thought there was something terribly wrong with me. Well, I knew what was wrong with me. I was fallen, conditioned, and such a neophyte that I could not connect with my true feelings and my true self. So the reason that I was hesitant when Vijayanayan Prabhu invited me is that I think that Krishna has allowed me to make up for some lost time. And so I spent the whole weekend just crying my eyes out. So it's just one of the many, many reasons that I'm so thankful to Bhakti Guru Maharaj that he dug into me and brought out of me some feeling. I think that Maharaj is, you know, he is how can we approach Krishna? How can we love Krishna? How can we love God? How can we reach Him? How can we see Him? How can we be with Him? It's very difficult. Even how can we reach Srila Prabhupada? How can we be with Him? How can we follow Him? It's also very difficult. Bhakti Guru Maharaj made it so easy. By being with Him, we could be with Prabhupada. By being with Prabhupada, we could be with Krishna. Teacher Maharaj Ki Jai.
que ça va être un peu, je peux vous dire. On va les tatiner après. Take one of my profound memories of Maharaj when he was here is I used to come here and to saw him lunch, he used to say, oh, please invite Jagat Purush Prabhu. And we could see the love, the intimate association between God brothers, the love that you both exchange, and it's like such a deep memory, and we're thankful for that sweet exchanges that you showed us with Maharaj, and those lunches we can never forget, where we used to have so sweet dialogues. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the advent of it. Thank you, invite Arghya's mother only.
I told the story the other day on Maharaj's Zoom class, but I don't know if you all heard it. I'd like to tell it again. It's not a long story. And this is about the first time that we met Bhakti Chiri Swami. So our family, my husband, Bhakti Tosa, and myself had gone to India in 1986 for Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary celebration. And we picked up our son, Murari, from the Vrindavan Gurukul. He was 11, and we brought our daughter, who was at that time 7, and we left Keshava with Purvan Kamalini. He was 4. And we traveled around India. Previously, my husband and I had just gone to Vrindavan, but this time we went all around India. We were shopping for all the devotees in Detroit. So we had, each of the 4 of us had 2 humongous, gargantuan suitcases. We had been filling up with stuff for the devotees all around South India. We'd gone to Jagannath Puri. And then we took our first ever Indian train, first time any of us had been on an Indian overnight train from Jagannath Puri to Kolkata. And we had no idea where we were going, how to get to Mayapur Dham, anything. You know, we'd never been there before. And when we woke up in the morning on that train, Bhakti Chumars was there with some other devotees. And again, we had never met before. In 1986 in ISKCON was a time when there wasn't a lot of respect for grihasthas and women and children. We weren't accustomed to being treated with a lot of care. And as soon as he saw us, again, he didn't know us at all. Here's just this, you know, married couple with 2 children and all this, you know, enough luggage to open a shop. And he just took care of us. He just said, I'm going to take care of you. And he arranged for porters to carry our luggage through the train station. He arranged a ride to a devotee's house where we could shower and we could get prasadam. And then he arranged, at no cost, he arranged a ride for us to go to Mayapur Dham. And I just never had experienced anything like that. It was so peculiar to have somebody that, you know, a sannyasi, to treat us like that without knowing us at all. And, you know, I learned over the years that for Bhakti Chumaraj, that was ordinary. You know, and for devotees in general, that wasn't ordinary. But for him, that was just the way things are supposed to be. And, you know, then of course Mara spent a lot of time here in Hillsboro. He had a lot of his association here. Our youngest son ended up working for months with him on the Abhaitaran project. The last time I saw him was in Mayapur Dham at the GBC meeting. He came to one of our meetings about hermeneutics, and Krishnamurti was also there. It was really sweet. We were talking about difficult statements that Srila Prabhupada made that are sometimes hard to understand, and One of them we brought up was in January 1977, where Prabhupada said, sannyasi should be strictly outlawed in ISKCON. And then 5 months later, he initiated Bhakti Chuswami into sannyas. So when we were talking about it, Maharaj turned a little red. And he's, that Prabhupada said, strictly outlawed. And then, oh, this person will give him sannyas. But always just, you know, I was thinking about how we read about Mahaprabhu's associates in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in one sense, every Vaishnava is an ocean of good qualities. All the 26 qualities of a devotee, the 50 qualities of a liberated soul. At the same time, we're individuals, and each of us displays certain particular qualities that shine, isn't it? Right? Each person has something that especially stands out about them. And I think with Bhakti Chiruswami, it was this just top pinnacle of Vaishnava etiquette. Just, it was overwhelming. It was, you noticed it immediately, and it was always there. It was a part of him. It was integral. It wasn't just something that he had learned or something that he was just practicing. It was a real manifestation of who he was, this genuine care for all the devotees. And another thing that really stood out with Bhakti Chiruswami was his absolute, deep, total devotion to Srila Prabhupada. He was always talking about Prabhupada, always talking about devotion to Srila Prabhupada, the love that he had for Srila Prabhupada. And, I mean, other people are all saying the same thing, but I guess it doesn't hurt to say it again. You know, when Srila Prabhupada left this world, you know, I was very young. I had been in the movement only 4 years, and 4.5 years, and I was only in my 20s. And, you know, it was this emotionally devastating situation. And over the years, there's been many, many times that I wish, oh, why didn't I ask Prabhupada this when I had a chance? You know, why didn't I write that letter to him? Why, in the times that I saw Prabhupada, didn't I ask him this question or offer this service that I can't do anymore? And the times that I just think, well, if Prabhupada were physically here, you know, he could settle this question or this dispute, and he could make this thing right, and he could. So it's not that doesn't really go away. I mean, the intensity of that time, that rawness isn't there, but the missing him, and sometimes it gets very intense. There are some times that it's just like, why can't I just go see Srila Prabhupada? Why can't I write a letter to Srila Prabhupada? Why, you know, why do I have to be in a world without Srila Prabhupada? But at the same time, that's there. And as I said, sometimes it's just really intense. But at the same time, I feel that Prabhupada's there. You know, this happened so many times, but it's just one particular incident. So I had read something from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in a commentary on the 10th canto. And I went, wow, that's amazing. And I went back to Krishna book, and I was reading a Krishna book. I'm like, wow, that's what Prabhupada meant when he said that. And I never understood it. And now it's clear. And I was just like, you know, floating. And I went to another devotee, and I expressed my exuberance. And this devotee took my exuberance and smashed it like popping balloon. You're wrong. You're not understanding what Prabhupada said. You're not understanding Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. You're not understanding anything. And I was just kind of devastated. And then I just prayed to Prabhupada. I said, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I don't know. You know, oh, and this devotee also gave me all these quotes and evidences as to why I was wrong. And I just prayed to Prabhupada. I said, Srila Prabhupada, you know, I don't know. I was so happy. I was so enlivened. It was such a wonderful realization. And now I find out that I'm wrong. You tell me, you know, what is the actual What is it actually? You reveal it to me. And I listen to a lecture by Srila Prabhupada pretty much every day. It's very rare that I don't. And 3 days later, when I was listening to a class, Prabhupada said something in the class, totally answered everything. Completely. And I was like, I was right. I never told that devotee that I was right. But I've had these experiences over and over and over again that Srila Prabhupada does continue to reciprocate with me, that he is here. He's not here in the sense that I can walk into his room like that. And I don't want to start crying, too. It's the tissue boxes here. But anyway, he's not there like that. And that's hard. And sometimes it's really hard. But he is there. There is an eternal relationship between disciple and guru, and how that works, I don't know. It's mystical and unfathomable. Maharaj will pull out again, as he always does, his fourth canto purport. It's like, okay, Bhir Krishna Swami is going to quote his fourth canto purport. Okay. But whenever Maharaj reads that, I think, well, I don't know if I'm such a good disciple. I don't know if I qualify for that fourth canto purport. But even if you're just like it, just hanging on by the, barely hanging on the windowsill disciple, the guru is still there. So both kind of go simultaneously. And I think it's like that even with Krishna. Like we go to Vrindavan. We were going around the places in Vrindavan and something. Where's Krishna? Where's Krishna? I see the beggars, I see the rubbish, I see the foam in the Yamuna. Where's Krishna? And yet you do feel Krishna. It's both, isn't it? Yes? Where is he? But then there he is. So it's like that with Guru, and I don't know if that's any solace or not. But somehow it's our responsibility to go on and continue. I don't know if anyone else has said this. I'm sorry, I was giving a class in Colombia yesterday. So maybe somebody already said this. So I'm going to, if nobody did, I'm going to say something really, really radical. So I have a good friend named Radha Charan Prabhu. Right now he's in Mayapur Dham. He's originally from Australia. He's a disciple of Tamal Krishnamurti. And he took up as his mission in life that, initially he was running a business, all the little murtis you see, made in China murtis, that was his business. But after some time he decided that he was really going to take up Tamal Krishnamurti's mission. He has a Chinese wife, and he decided to preach in China, to take up his spiritual master's mission. And preaching in China, of course, is not very easy, to put it mildly, and he came up with a strategy of teaching vegetarian cooking classes. So he would teach vegetarian cooking classes, and he would teach the Bhagavad Gita, how to offer your food, and then he would take some of these students with him to India. He would take them to Vrindavan and take them to Mayapur, and so forth, and he's gotten a lot of Chinese people to take some less, some more, some full-on initiated devotees. And he just recently started taking his own disciples. So this is the call, actually. And the Srila Prabhupada, when he said, I want all of my disciples to become gurus, and so the name of Bhaktivedanta will go on through the generations. And it's just like, you want your family line to continue. Everybody wants the family to go on. And the material family going on, that's nice. But the more important is that our spiritual family goes on. So there's, among all the disciples of Bhakti Tirumaraj, it's on you now to take up his mission, to take up his mood, to see where did he put his attention. I don't know if anybody can become as expert in Vaishnava etiquette, but at least you can try. and to take this mood and take it on through the generations and the generations and the generations, so that in 200 years and 500 years, somebody will publish a book, and in that book, they're going to list their disciplic line. And in that disciplic line will be Bhakti Chiraswami's name, because somebody carried on like that. So that's that will be the greatest service that one can do, to take his mission forward, which is of course Prabhupada's mission, but his particular mood and his area of service. At least for myself, I always felt very unqualified in his presence, and yet very grateful that even though I'm such an uncouth, no etiquette person, that still he was always very, very kind and loving and giving an idea of what is a Vaishnava. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Grace Mother Urmila Mata. Thank you for the wonderful offering. The 2 points you mentioned, that I think the first thing that anyone notices seeing Maharaj is his Vaishnava etiquette and his mood of caring. I think in all the offerings we just hear repeatedly that how he cared for each and everyone. And the other point about how he's a Prabhupada man. Like we, I think few of us have been meditating on his last class that he gave, which was in New Jersey. In his last class, like the title is, he showed us how to conquer death. And and in the entire class, Bhakti Chiraswami Maharaj is recollecting the entire final pastime of Srila Prabhupada in so much detail, and he actually says that here Prabhupada has shown us how to conquer death. And that was his final class. I think many of us have been meditating that how even this last class is just like bringing out the mood of Prabhupada so wonderfully and glorifying Prabhupada. And you know, I think many of you have repeatedly brought to the point that how he's an eternal associate of Prabhupada. And, you know, like his last class just meditating on Prabhupada's final pastime is just so touching and so deep. And Mataji, the last point that you said, that we can carry on his mood and mission. I think personally for me, and I think many of us disciples feel the same, that he is such an ocean of qualities and we are like no one. And we really seek all of your blessings, you know, the blessings of the Vaishnavas. We can really understand his mood and actually even try to follow the depth of his mood and teachings, and even like try to get a drop of his infinite qualities. So we need your blessings, Mother Urmila. Thank you for that very profound point, and thank you all of you. Hare Krishna. Mother Prafulla Mukhi could not come, but she actually sent a written offering. Mother Lila Sakti will be actually reading that out.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances and glories to Srila Prabhupada. I did not know Bhakti Chiraswami very well. I spoke to him a few times and of course listened to his classes. But his devotion to Srila Prabhupada was obvious in his joyful presence. amidst the pain of losing a very advanced godmother, his wonderful future is certain. I certainly understand the grief disciples feel when they lose their guru. Losing Srila Prabhupada was a terrible, heartbreaking experience. Honestly, the pain of the loss is something I feel often. What I discovered, however, is that I feel closer to Srila Prabhupada, more so now than I did then. I was young and had been a devotee for a short while. Now that I am more mature in devotional service, I appreciate Srila Prabhupada more and more and feel very close to him and see and talk to him in my life daily. Because of the tight bond between guru and disciple, our guru will always be with us. These are not just words, but experience and realization. We are so fortunate to have had these wonderful devotees in our lives. It is a treasure without compare. All glories to His Holiness Bhakti Charo Swami, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And Mother Perfula has actually been practicing Bhakti Yoga for about 51 years.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mother Lila Shakti, for reading the offering. Apura Prabhu did make an offering yesterday, but he had called me and he said there's one particular point that he really wanted to make. So, request Apura Prabhu to add on to your offering yesterday. And after Apura Prabhu, we also open. Anyone else would like to make their offerings? And
I wanted to thank all the Vaishnavas and especially the disciples of Bhakti Charo Swami who are feeling great grief and separation. I have many, many close friends who are his disciples, and my son's father-in-law, Kamlesh, also is his special servant at the Bhaktivedanta Manor when he comes to England. And what I've noticed is Maharaj's touchstone qualities of imbuing and propounding his energy and his devotion into his disciples that I see gleaming in each and every one of them, just like him. So this is the power of a very empowered disciple of Srila Prabhupada, empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what I'm realizing is that each and every one of us has this wonderful opportunity to be in the association of his disciples. And I wanted to say that many of us are feeling great grief. Vaisheshika Prabhu spoke on Zoom yesterday specifically about this, how the disciples can get great inspiration from now regularly hearing the words of their Guru Maharaj. He's left everything here for each and every one of you to take advantage of. All of his lectures, all of his room conversations, his books, his wonderful classes, his seminars, they're all documented take more full advantage of that opportunity, because he is there in his Vani. And as Vaisheshika Prabhu told us, when he woke up on the day of Prabhupada's disappearance, Pragosh, who was his Sankirtan leader, said, "Of all days, today, yes, we must go out." And on that day, he touched the pavement, he touched the elevator that went up to his spot, and he grabbed his books, and he immediately felt Prabhupada's presence in his heart. In the devotional service that you're performing here and everywhere in your life, your Guru Maharaj is there, and you will get great solace by being with him. I especially wanted to read this. As we know, we're all speaking that Bhakti Sri Swami was actually an eternal associate of Srila Prabhupada. And there's this story of Srila Prabhupada's samadhi. When Prabhupada was put in the samadhi, Bhakti Sri Swami was there holding Prabhupada, and also at the very end, he says, "A profound feeling prevailed in my mind. I do not want to leave Srila Prabhupada's side. I wanted to stay and continue serving him in his samadhi." He was sitting there with Prabhupada. He didn't want to leave. "When Narayan Maharaj climbed up and the devotees began pouring more soil, I still did not move. But Tomo Krishna Maharaj knew what was going on through my mind. He just grabbed me by my hand and dragged me out of that holy pit." So, another question came up in the Zoom call. Devotees are wondering, how is it that he left in this way, Bhakti Sri Swami, and he wasn't surrounded by, you know, so many devotees doing kirtan. He was alone, he was on the respirator. And Vaisheshika said, in an instance where such a pure devotee, eternal associate of Srila Prabhupada, is leaving the body, Krishna takes special care. And he explained how there was no pain whatsoever in the passing of Bhakti Sri Swami, because he was being constantly caressed by Krishna, and he was being taken care of in a special way, so that we don't have to lament in that way. And most notably, he was leaving on such a very auspicious morning of Guru Purnima, before the eclipse, on the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami. Just like when he took sannyas, it was on Gaur Purnim. And so we can understand that he has gone back to Srila Prabhupada, as many of the devotees mentioned. I just wanted to give one short story of how kind and compassionate Bhakti Sri Swami was to me in so many different ways. I personally was traveling with one godbrother to Calcutta to go on to Mayapur, and there was no place to stay in the temple. He personally, 1982, was the director of the BBT, and he had his own small apartment, and he put us up. He literally, with his own hands, gave us prasad, took care of us for that evening. And also many times when I was here with him, he was always so kind and compassionate to me. I remember when he would come to give Bhagavatam class, he would always come about 10-15 minutes before to join us in Tulsi Puja. And every time when he first came, he would give me a big hug. And I remember one time we were circumambulating Tulsi, and he grabbed my hand and we danced around Tulsi. He was so personable and kind and loving. And he always, even though he was, as Prabhu was explaining, he's so advanced because he knew I was his senior. He, in years, but not in advancement, he always was very, very humble and meek. So I feel very blessed to have his association, but I even feel more blessed, well, not more blessed, but I feel blessed by having so many of his disciples here and associating with them. Thank you so much. Bhakti Chu Swami Ki Jai. I think Tom Lini wanted to say one thing.
Thank you so much, Guru Prabhu, for reassuring us that we can continue to have Maharaj association through Vani and also through Seva. So thank you for bringing both these points of associating with Maharaj through his Vani and also through Seva. Thank you so much. So we'd love to go on, but we also have to see the time. I just wanted to ask how many of you would like to make an offering, and we can see how much time we have. I think a few of you spoke yesterday, but anyone who did not get a chance, and kindly raise your hand if you'd like to make an offering or any memories you'd like to share. Okay. So we'll just take we'll just take two more offerings, and then we'll have Pushpanjali Aarti and Prasada. And if anyone is getting late and would like to leave, please do let us know. We also have two go Prasadam boxes that you can take, and otherwise we will be serving prasadam in a few minutes after two offerings and aarti and pushpanjali.
At your lotus feet. I know you as the spiritual master, father of my dear friends at New Goloka Dham, the home of Shri Shri Radha Golokananda, my beloved worshipable lords, given to me by your dear god brother, His Holiness Veer Krishna Das Goswami Maharaj. I strongly believe that your disciples here at New Goloka Dham imbibe your Vaishnava qualities. They are genuine, graceful, elegant, intelligent Brahmanas. They have deep understanding of Shastras. They are powerful preachers, compassionate distributors of Prabhupada books. They worship Shri Shri Radha Golokananda with pure love. They are sweet singers, soulful kirtaners, and ecstatic dancers. They are expert at cooking prasadam. Their service attitude is astonishing. They see everyone in relationship to Krishna. I first met you at Washington State Park in 2018 after Rath Yatra with new Goloka devotees. During the conversation, you asked, "Is there any scientist?" When I raised my hand, you looked at me like a loving father and asked which subject. When I said physics, you glanced at me with your famous infectious sweet smile and said, "Oh, physics," as if encouraging the presence of women in sciences. I read your book Ocean of Mercy, Kripa Sindhu, in two nights, and I feel that you summarized the teachings of Sarala Prabhupada in clear, concise manner that I can refer back again and again whenever I have any confusion. Few days back, your dear God brother, His Holiness Jaipatka Swami Maharaj, organized prayer sessions for your quick recovery. And during that seminar, your kirtan that you did during Kirtan Mela in 2015 at Shridham Mayapur was played. At one point, that kirtan became so ecstatic that I started dancing, crying and jumping as high as I can, even at my home. On Saturday, July 4th morning, during japa with my dear friend, after japa with my dear friend Sakhi Priya, I recited 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita with my parents who live in Delhi over the phone, as advised by your dear God brother, His Holiness Jaipatka Swami Maharaj. After I finished and ended the call, I read that you have already left. Tears started coming down like a heavy downpour that seemed will never end. I don't remember crying like that before. But your dear God brother, His Holiness Sachidananda Swami, started offering solace at 19. I'm sure that you are with your dear beloved Sarala Prabhupada now, and with my sweet Lord Krishna, but you are here with us with your Vani. Please always engage in the service of your disciples, the Vaishnavas, and your God brothers. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vijaya Mataji. And we just pray that we can actually develop the qualities that you mentioned. And we are very grateful for your kind association and offering all the services with you. So thank you so much for the kind offering. One point, Ratnamadika has been here for a very long time. And over the years, she actually has been sharing that how His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj and His Holiness Sri Krishna Goswami Maharaj, they're like so close and best friends, like how Maharaj was saying in his offering. And all those memories were coming back, and I was requesting her that you should share this, because not many devotees know the intimate relationship between His Holiness Sri Krishna Goswami Maharaj and His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj. I just request her to say a few words.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasad Bhakti Shrimati Bhakti Charaswami Kamini Shinda Chita Sisani Sarvagminam Chara Sapitam Prabhupada Katha Prana Nomi Bhakti Chari Padam. Nama Om Shri Padaya Krishna Pushtahai Putale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ki Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyacharya Shatharini. My dear Guru Maharaj, this is probably the hardest offering I've ever written. Please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories unto you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to your service to Srila Prabhupada. Dear Guru Maharaj, we don't know how to speak, how to act, what to do in these very strange times after your departure. We're hit by waves of grief, numbness, and then vivid memories of your sweetness, love, and compassion that bring relief from the pain and yet increase the pain of separation. We can get a small idea now about how Narottam Das Thakur and other great acharyas felt in separation of their guru and or other Vaishnavas, and how you and your god brothers and sisters must have felt when Srila Prabhupada left. Dear Guru Maharaj, in these times of shock, grief, and waves of both grief and numbness, sweet memories are flooding my mind. Your smile, your overwhelming mercy. The first time my father introduced my sister and I to you when we were young teenagers, and how you so lovingly said our names, and how happy you were to meet us, and how we were jumping in joy when we came home. Seeing you and hearing your sweet singing and classes at Nukaloka almost every day when you had your base here. Your sweet loving exchanges with His Holiness Birkrishna Maharaj. You would embrace each other, exchange sweet loving jokes, fight to touch each other's feet. I remember sometimes they would chase each other around the picnic tables in the pavilion, trying to touch each other's feet. And Birkrishna Maharaj would say almost every day that you were his best friend. So the first letter I wrote to you and handed to you when you were in the temple room, a few days later at the Gurukula, Mother Irmla's Gurukula, down the street, I was waiting for my parents to pick me up, and one of your disciples arrived there and asked, "Who here is Ratnavali?" and then handed me an envelope and had my name written on it in your handwriting. I couldn't believe it that you took the time out of your busy schedule to write back to an insignificant teenager with such loving encouragement. The time my sister and I asked you how we could get more of your association and how you generously invited us to travel with you in Europe during the summer for 2 summers in a row, inconceivable mercy. By allowing us to have your association, you were training us, opening up our world to the great world of ISKCON, and giving us the most treasured thing, service and association of a pure devotee. You kindly accepted me as your disciple here in front of Srila Radha Golokananda, and shortly thereafter, you mercifully invited me to come to Ujjain to serve on your secretary team for 8 months. So many memories are coming forth of love and kindness. Over the next weeks, months, years, I hope to dive deeper into the sweetness of your mercy through these memories and instructions. In trying to write to you, I found solace this morning in reading some early Vyasa Puja offerings you wrote to Srila Prabhupada. Here is an excerpt from an offering from 1989. It is so instructive for us. When reading this, I felt that you were giving instructions to us disciples of how we should feel at this critical time of our separation from you. This is your words. Srila Prabhupada, we tried to prevent you from leaving us, but your will is supreme because you act according to Krishna's desire. Krishna wanted you to come back to him. Out of your causeless mercy, you came to remind us about Krishna and kindle the desire in our hearts to go back to him. But you are so dear to him that he could not bear your separation for too long, so he came and took you back. And we, your helpless children, cry in speechless anguish. Although I know that you are always with us, still I cannot see you, touch you, or speak to you. Sometimes it seems that you're testing our eagerness to be with you. If we really want you, then we have to prove our love for you. You showered your love upon us. Now it is our turn to reciprocate. We have to put all the feelings of our hearts at your lotus feet. Very mercifully, you allowed me to associate with your Vapu. Now let me serve your Vani. Let me realize that your instructions are non-different from you. Your devotees are non-different from you. Now let me see you through all that you have left behind, to flood the world with love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you really want to go,
I can always see you, but it is important that you see me, that I become aware that you are constantly watching me. I can feel the warmth of your merciful glance. I can hear your profound assurance. I am always with you. Just keep on rendering service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know that if I just turn around, I will see you standing there just beside me. All I have to do is open my spiritual eyes. Desiring to remain engaged in the service of your lotus feet eternally, your most insignificant servant, Bhakti Charu Swami. Guru Maharaj, what can we do now but just meditate on you and your instructions? I pray for strength to serve your instructions deep in my heart in your absence. To cherish your mercy and wonderful example of love and compassion, and to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Whenever we would ask what we could do for you, your answer was, become a very good devotee. Please bless me that I can become even a little bit of a devotee, so I can please you and Srila Prabhupada. Please forgive me for my offenses and continue to shower your mercy upon me, praying for eternal service and shelter your lips.
Haribo.
Like she has shared so many memories of His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj and His Holiness Sri Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and often like those memories come to my mind. Like she just mentioned a few of them, that how like they would be sitting and having breakfast and they would see Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj and Sri Krishna Maharaj like running, chasing each other, trying to get the dust of the lotus feet.
We actually grabbed each other's, a little bit from each other's plate too. I took it, that you may not remember, you probably remember that. I took a little bit of remnants and he tried to grab from my plate and then he was chasing after me. Anyway, it's all right.
Really, like to thank His Holiness Sri Krishna Goswami Maharaj for his support. Hearing all these wonderful associations that His Holiness Sri Krishna Goswami Maharaj has had with His Holiness Bhakti Charaswami Maharaj, it just like make me appreciate Maharaj's blessing and association here at New Goloka so much more. And we request you, Maharaj, please continue to guide us. Please chastise us when we make mistakes, and please bless us that we can improve in our service. We are under your shelter here at New Goloka Dham. So please, Maharaj, we are begging you to please shower your mercy and your blessings on us and continue to guide us in our spiritual lives. Thank you so much.
Jai Nityanarayan Prabhu Ki Jai.
So thank you, everyone. So we have the Pushpanjali, and like we did yesterday. So we want the opening. So Divinita Nimati wanted to say that she said no one can respond. But I'm going to mention that after Maharaj Samadhi in Mayapur, we have another program. There's a slightly tradition. So after the Samadhi there will be another big program. We have a huge feast for all the devotees. So by the time those who have not made an offering, we would like to make an offering, we have time at that time also. So we have the Pushpanjali, and like yesterday, we want to offer the flowers together. But Maharaj will make the offerings, and one by one, the disciples can come close. Offer the flower. We won't be doing like traditionally three times because we're proud. So request the Prabhupada disciples to please come and offer the Pushpanjali, and Maharaj will be reciting the prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to all the Prabhupada disciples for their very kind and encouraging words. And again, as I mentioned, we seek your guidance, we seek your association, and please do correct us and chastise us. Consider us your own disciples. And please correct us so that we can progress in our spiritual life. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. So we're going to recite responsively the Mangalacharna prayers. And after that, we offer flowers. Actually, at this time, because we can't be so close together, we have to observe social distancing. So during the recitation of the Mangalacharna prayers and also during the aarti, we ask the devotees to come up individually or with their family to offer during that time. So don't wait till the end of the Mangalacharna prayers, because we have to observe social distancing. So please repeat. Om Magana. Kimirandasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shigoro Chuta Padakamalam Shiguru Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Pang Sajivam Sagvayetam Sagvadhutam Parijanat Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namahom Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Vakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivashesha Shunyabadi Paschacha Dejatarane Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Churu Swamin Niti Namane.
Snigdhacheta Supraneta Vagvinam Charasaplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Naomi Bhakti Charupadam
Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Niti Namane Shivarshavanavi Devi Goyataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Ujjwala Premajja Shri Rupanuga Bhaktita Shigora Kurana Shakti Vigurahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shivortehe Dinatarane Rupanuga Viludapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtehe Vipralamba Rasambode Madambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhaktivinodaya Sachinananda Namane Gaura Shakti Svarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Avirbhava Umeshtram Nidishta Sajana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripasindhu Vyahivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Panchatattva Atmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Surupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Krishna Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Tigati Matsarvashra Parambhoja Radha Madana Mohana Divyad Rindaranya Kalpa Drumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastao Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Deva Prastalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Srimad Rasa Rasarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swanaira Gopir Gopinatha Shriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Ranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Churu Swamin Iti Namane
Snigdha Cheta Supraneta Vagminam Chara Saplutam Prabhupada Gata Prana Naomi Bhakti Charupadam
Isha Pushpanjali Isha Pushpanjali Isha Pushpanjali Jai Bhakti Churu Maharaj Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Churu Swamin Iti Namane.
Snigdha Cheta Supraneta Vagminam Charasaplutam Prabhupad Gata Prana Nomi Bhakti Charupadam
Esha Pushpanjale Esha Pushpanjale Esha Pushpanjale Jai Bhakti Churuvas Ki Jai. One final time. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Churu Swamin Iti Namane
Snigdha Cheta Supraneta Vagvinam Charasaplutam Prabhupad Gata Prana Nomi Bhakti Charupadam
Esha Pushpanjale Esha Pushpanjale Esha Pushpanjale Jai Bhakti Churu Maharaj Ki Jai.
Sadhana Chetan Hari Bhakta Sangha Sadhana Chetan Hari Bhakta Sangha Saraswati Devi, go.